This is Highway Radio. Gonzo's me. Please welcome hater-in-chief. It's Josh Bell, everybody.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
Hi, Josh.
Hello.
Want to talk about Dr. Sleep?
Let's do it.
All right.
You're magic, like me.
I don't know about magic. I always called it The Shining.
Oh, no, they didn't, did they?
They did.
Oh, no. All right. Well, who's in it?
So it's Ewan McGregor as Danny Torrance.
Okay.
The grown-up version of the kid from The Shining.
On the tricycle.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Which you see at the beginning of the movie, they recreate a lot of stuff from The Shining in this movie to decent effect.
All right.
I would say. But mainly it's about grown-up Danny Torrance, who had kind of lost his way, became an alcoholic like his dad, and now he's kind of got his stuff back together, and he meets this teenage girl who also has The Shining, and they are both being hunted by this group of, I guess you would call them like psychic vampires almost.
All right.
They feed on people with psychic powers.
So this is a little bit different than The Shining as we remember it, right?
It very much is.
Okay.
I mean, it takes place many, many years later, and it follows up on The Shining in the sense that all that stuff happened, and eventually it's a long movie. It's about 2.5 hours, and the big climax takes place at the Overlook Hotel where The Shining took place, and it brings back a lot of familiar elements that people may be remembering. But this is based on Stephen King's sequel novel. It's not just a sequel movie. He wrote a novel, and he, of course, famously hated the Stanley Kubrick
the movie. Yeah.
So this movie, I think, tries to balance serving Stephen King and also serving moviegoers who would expect to see a sequel to the Stanley Kubrick movie.
I would guess you were a fan of the original Shining.
Yes.
Okay.
I respect it a lot. I feel like Kubrick, I understand some of Stephen King's criticisms because I don't know if it quite reaches me, but it's an incredibly well-made movie and well-acted. But I also love Stephen King.
Right.
And so I respect his disagreement there with Kubrick. And I think this movie tries, again, to serve both. It's very slow, especially at the beginning. And it's a little awkwardly put together there in those different elements. But Ewan McGregor is good. It has some creepy moments. It's almost like a superhero movie in a way, because you got this like villain team and they got different powers, and then our heroes and they fight each other. I've kept mulling it over since seeing it, which is a good sign, because it's sticking with me. I didn't just think, oh, this was ridiculous and silly. I don't know if it quite gets the balance of all the things it's trying to do successfully, but it's always interesting to watch.
Right.
And for a sequel to a movie that's so iconic, I have to give it credit for doing its thing, again, at least until the end, and then it just totally goes all in on The Shining.
So from 1 to 5 stars, how many stars does that work out to?
I'm going
to
give it 3 stars,
wow,
which is solid, and okay. I could see even bumping it up after I think about it a little more.
All right, Josh Bell at Josh Bell Hates Everything, and of course, there's Awesome Movie Year, where you talk about a particular year in movies, right?
Yeah, that's a podcast that I do with comedian Jason Harris, and we've been talking about the films of 2007 in our current season. So check that out at awesomemovieyear.com or wherever you look for podcasts.
Thanks, Josh. Drive carefully, everybody. This is Highway Radio.